Why have some been born with illnesses? So when you're speaking of the balance of thought, are you saying the balance of thought even from before we're born? In other words, would that be why someone could be born with a physical problem?
It is. But just as the balance of your thought now is equaling what you are living, the balance of thought that you held prior to your birth is also what equaled what you are living. But you must understand that there are those who have come forth deliberately wanting physical disability because they wanted the benefit that they knew would come from it. They were wanting to add some balance to their perspective. Before you came into this physical body, you understood that from wherever you stand, you can make a new decision about what you want. And so there was no concern about your starting place in your physical body because you knew that if that condition inspired a desire for something different, the new desire was attainable. There are many people who have achieved tremendous success in many areas of life who were born into conditions that would be considered to be the extreme opposite of success. And those raw and ragged beginnings serve them extremely well because born out of that poverty or dysfunction was strong desire, which was the beginning of the asking that was necessary before success could begin to flow to them. All beings who come forth into a physical body have full understanding of the body they are coming into. And you may trust that if they came forth and remain, it was their intention from non-physical to do so. And without exception, when where you are currently standing causes you to make another decision about what you now desire, you have the ability, if you focus your thought, to accomplish the essence of that creation. Most who are attracting less than wellness are doing so by default. They may very well desire wellness, while the majority of their thoughts are upon subjects that do not support wellness. It's not a good idea to stand in your perspective and try to evaluate the appropriateness of what anyone else is living, because you'll never be able to figure it out. But you always know where you stand relative to what you are wanting. And if you will pay attention to what you're thinking and let your thoughts be guided by the feeling that comes forth from within you, you'll find yourself guiding your thoughts more of the time in the direction of that which will ultimately please you.